You're listening to Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. To listen to the full show in its entirety, find the full Dana show with the most recent date. Thanks for listening.
The person who does the squatting and holds the ball right under their jimmies, who's that?
That's the center.
That's the center.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
So the NFL released a powerful new video, and they say football is gay. And I tweeted it and said, yeah, and? Or what did I say? I don't even know if I said that. Oh, I said, well, yeah. That's what I said. Don't get mad. Get glad. Do they even do that anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. That was so funny and totally unintended for what that meant. So they released, it's just words on a screen, so it's not like I can, you know, play it for you, so to speak. But they changed their little Twitter avatar. Because do you really support all people unless your avatar reflects it? Well, I told you I support all people. I don't know, sir. Does your avatar reflect that you support all people? Because your avatar right now is the picture of your dog. And that doesn't really show that you support all people. So they changed their little avatar. And they decided to... It's just 30 seconds and it's text on a screen. And... It says football is lesbian, football is beautiful, football is queer, football is life. That's what it says. It says all these things. I'm like, is there a, so sidebar. Now, I am being for once in my life quite serious. This rarely happens. I don't know a lot about football, right? And by not a lot, I mean literally nothing. I know as much about football, as I said, as Joe Biden knows about guns. In fact, Joe Biden probably makes more sense talking about guns than I make talking about football. It's a close one. Yes, it is that bad. So when I was watching this ad and they were going, football is lesbian, football is transgender, football is bisexual, football is for everyone. Is there like a lesbian football team?
There is a female football team.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Is there an LFL, Lesbian Football League? I'm just curious.
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm just saying that would be, you know, if people had gay bar names, that would be a good gay bar name. Oh, we have band names. That would be, right?
Yeah, would be.
That would be a real good one. You can have that one for free, ladies and gentlemen. That one's a freebie. So why does anyone care? Who cares? Can you play football? Can you? And then you have all these old school, I don't even know who some of these people are, so don't judge me. You have these old school football people. Can I just sidebar real quick? Do you know how many athletes that I've been around? Just like nature of work and just, you know, and I've been around like football players and I did not know that so-and-so, you know, that we went to, my kids went to school with a, for a short time before the family moved with a famous football player. Big time. So everybody knows the person. Had no idea who this dude was. And everyone could not believe it. And someone was like, wow, you know, you're so chill around so-and-so because there's just this, Hall of Fame, famous person. And I'm like, I'm going, what? I just thought they dressed nice. What are you talking about? What? And then come to find, yeah, it's, that's how bad it is. And my husband's like, woman. So this, nobody cares. Just play the game. This, you realize that this is every, like, people demanding that you care who someone else goes to bed with, right? Why does that have to be a thing? Does that make you not be able to throw football or something? Who's alleging this? Right? You said because I was gay, I can't throw a football. I hate you forever. No one ever said that. But I just don't understand why they're trying to make this be such a football is for everyone. As if the argument ever was football is only for some people. No one said this. No one. Kane, no one said this, right?
I've never heard it.
So basically, if I was doing the meme, no one, colon, football is only for some people. Or no one. No one even said anything. No one said anything. And then you would have NFL. Football is gay.
Right.
No one asked, dude. No one even said anything. No one talked about it. I just, are they trying to get people to not watch football? Wait a minute.
too late.
Is this? Yeah, too late. I think people, this is what is, because I guess they thought this was going to, people were going to get really upset over this, and they didn't. Right. Except to make fun of it. The only thing that I've seen is people are just making fun of it. That's all. Football is gay, though. No one cares. Nobody cares if it is. I just saw a story. It said Mia Hamm's rookie card sold for $34,000, over $34,000, most expensive card ever. And she was, I always liked Mia Hamm. She's a great soccer player that never complained about not getting XYZ, right? I saw that above this NFL thing. And I also realized what, you only have like a couple of days in Pride Month or whatever. Is that, so you have all these companies that wrap themselves in rainbows for Pride Month. We had Memorial Day, but we have Pride Month. So they wrap themselves in rainbows for Pride Month. And then the 4th of July comes around and everyone turns to founding fathers and wrapping themselves in red, white, and blue. It's just, it's all marketing. That's all this is. It's all marketing. It is all marketing. Although I have said to my husband before, who's the person that does, okay, shut up. I don't want any judgment from a single one of you people. Kane, yeah. Stupid football question. Are you ready? Sure. Steve, just be on alert. Stupid football question. If you cut any of this, I'll cut you. So the person who does the squatting and holds the ball right under their jimmies, who's that?
That's the center.
That's the center.
Yes.
Okay. Didn't even know that existed.
Yeah.
Is that because he's in the center of all those men?
I believe that's part of it.
Okay. Just, I don't know. Ask me some about guns, though, right? because I always thought that looked kind of funny, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. It looked...
Are you saying gay? It looks gay?
No, I'm just saying Steve's the only person. I'm just saying it looked a little funny.
Got it.
Because it's right there. Then the other guy's got his hands like right here. Who's the guy's got his hands by the butt of the other dude? The center person.
What? You mean the quarterback?
Is that him? I don't know who the hell that guy is.
The guy behind the center? That's the quarterback. But he doesn't have his hands out like that, though. They're kind of they're kind of underneath and the back of his... Unless it's a long snap.
Maybe NFL's just being honest here. Let's just think about this, you know, in some realistic terms, guys. Come on. Yeah, I was just, you know, I was wondering. Just wondering. I just was curious about it. Because it does look, you know, but anyway. But it is the end of, so they're doing this. They came out. Why didn't they come out with this earlier? They waited till the end of the Pride Month stuff to come out with it. They memed themselves. I mean, that takes talent to meme yourself. Good heavens. I mean, so wait, whoa, hold up. Is there a league just for straight players? Is that why they did this?
You're breaking my brain. I don't get what you're asking.
I'm just saying.
There's a league, and then, you know, there's gay people in the league.
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering, because no one cares, but they made a big deal to be like, football's gay. Is there one where it's just the straight dudes playing, and why are they? Although, is it really possible with those pants and the way you got to kneel down, put the football under your jimmies? I just don't know.
They are tight pants.
You think? Sometimes I wonder if it's a giant troll on everybody else. The NFL memed themselves, though. I think it's hysterical. I'm going to laugh about this.
They're literally looking for more viewers.
This is
more
a great
viewers.
Way to do it.
They need more fans, and I think this is their attempt at doing that.
I only know, out of all the gay Americans I know, I only know one who watches football. One. I'm not saying that they don't. I'm just saying
For the sport of it, or just...
Yeah, they like the sport of it.
Got it.
I mean, they like the strategy of it. Which I'm just like, I don't even know how you can see that. They're insufferable for Super Bowls. Insufferable. I can't believe you can say, there's a strategy here. This is the strategy that's happening. This is what this... I just don't even know anything that you're saying. My mind is freezing. Stop. They even thought this was funny. They're like, why? No one asked that. For over 40 years, Delta Rescue has provided dedication and everlasting love to animals that have been left abandoned. Delta is the largest no-kill and care-for-life animal sanctuary in the world. This super sanctuary is home to up to 1,500 animals that have been cruelly abandoned or born in the wilderness and cares for every animal for the entirety of that animal's life. Every animal at Delta Rescue receives the very best of care, and Delta relies solely on donor contributions from people like you for that care. By being a part of the Delta mission, you are the difference between life and death for so many of these animals. Donate today at DeltaRescue.org, or for more information on Delta's tax-saving estate planning, visit directly DeltaRescue.org/Dana and ask for my free estate package. It lays out all you need to know about growing your estate while letting your compassion for animals live well into the future. This is only available at DeltaRescue.org/Dana. Show your dedication and everlasting love and make your legacy work for the animals. Visit DeltaRescue.org/Dana today.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Caltech.
So the death toll in the Florida building collapse now stands at 11, and the search for survivors continues. This is such a sad story. Emergency workers recovered an 11th body. This was late yesterday. They've also released the names of those who were killed in this collapse after they contacted the families of those 11 families. There's also another tower that was nearby that the city already got in touch with and said that there were some serious repairs that were needed so that they could avoid another situation like this. And apparently they've called everybody's inspections onto account. So they're going building by building. Yesterday, I said that the Right Wing Watch, which is this hateful communist account, that they had their account reinstated by YouTube. And YouTube told them, we're sorry for any inconvenience or frustration. See, no one else that gets all their stuff suspended on YouTube, no one else gets that courtesy. That's what's called white progressive privilege, ladies and gentlemen. So last night, it came out that Gavin Newsom and the state of California have banned state travel to Florida and four other states. So if you work for the government for California, you are barred from traveling to Florida, Arkansas, Montana, North Dakota, and West Virginia. That is a list. Apparently, the Democratic Attorney General Rob Bonta, they have like 17 states. Kentucky or Texas is already on it. And the reason that they've added, they said that they discriminate against the LGBTQ community. That's what they said. That's their reason that they give. So if you are part of the state government, I am totally fine with people who work for the government of the state of California being banned from travel to Texas. I don't want your ass here anyway. So I'm totally fine with that. Keep your sorry butt in California. I do not care. A NASA administrator, you know, I read this 50,000 times and texted this to everyone I knew last night. Bill Nelson believes we are not alone in the universe. He says that he doesn't think we're alone. Dude, he was a NASA administrator. He's like one of the official dudes, right? Right? If there's a man in black, wouldn't he be part of it? Yeah. Well, I'm just saying there was an unclassified copy that was a big nothing burger. But I'm just saying, oh, by the way, he also went to space. Bill Nelson, former astronaut, he went out to space. So I'm just saying. A former astronaut says that we aren't alone. I'm just saying. And Hong Kong bars travelers from the UK over concerns about COVID. If I were UK, I'd bar anybody from China from coming in for concerns about communism. Stay with us. Is everybody like trying to get in the last bits of the whole Pride Month stuff? Again, Memorial Day, but Pride Month. I have to say, I don't know anyone gay or straight who would get one of these ugly, awful, tacky sofas up in their house. This is a violation. These couches are violations of nature. I'm offended. I cannot. They are so tacky, and guys.
Do you also have to put them together? Like, that's
yeah. Do you have to put them together too? Oh my gosh. I don't know anyone gay or straight who would have this sofa in their home. Right. I was telling Kane, I'm like, I don't know anyone who, I mean, isn't the stereotype that like for instance, gay dudes, aren't they supposed to have like better taste than everyone else? Are some previous neighbors of ours.
They typically do.
Yeah. When we lived in downtown St. Louis, they had great taste and they were super classy and they had bottle service at a backyard cookout. So it's like, who would be buying these? So if you haven't seen it, because I was wondering, why is Caps Lock Nobody Believes You trending on Twitter? And I was like, ooh, this looks good. It looks like there's some tea. Ooh, oh, no, no, no. It's just these super tacky sofas. They are super tack.
Sorry, love seats.
Sofas, love seats, whatever. I didn't put a picture of it in Slack. So are they love seats? I don't. Is it settee? I don't know. What's the difference between, oh my gosh, you guys, they're so bad. They are so bad. I can't. So let me explain. So they are very into, they really want to show 10 different love seats inspired by pride flags at IKEA. And I didn't know that there were a million different pride flags. Okay. So the first, they have one that is a, what the hell is this? Two spirit flag? I don't even know what this is. What is that?
I don't know.
What is that? Do you know what that is?
I don't.
Steve, what is that? Do you know? You don't even know what that is? See, whenever we don't know something, Steve's like, okay, I got you. Let me deal with this. I know what it is. And then he helps us. We don't know what this is. So it's a two, I don't know what a two spirit flag is. Then there's one that is the pansexual flag, and that's pink, yellow, and blue. And then there's, and the couch is, there's no blue in the couch though. It's gray, pink, and yellow. It looks dumb. The two spirit flag is literally just a black couch. That's it.
With some pillows
on it.
Is that supposed to be a hand holding it? Do you see it to the left?
Dude, I don't know. Do
I see the thumb on the rainbow?
Yeah, it looks.
Yes, they can see it on radio. Look at it.
I was talking to you.
I'm kidding. I know.
Indian spirit is one spirit, and then the other spirit
is that just for Native American gay people?
I think it is.
What?
Those are the two.
So spirits. Then there's the bisexual flag, which is basically various hues of fuchsia. And it's a bunch of handprints, and it says nobody, what does it say? Nobody believes you? No, yeah, nobody believes you on the couch. That's why nobody believes you is trending. Then there's the asexual flag, which I don't even know what this is. It's black, gray, white, and purple. And it's just a gray couch, and someone like sewed on an Etsy girl quilt with ruffles that is gray, black, purple, white, and then it just repeats.
Asexual.
And then I'm just wondering how in the world you clean this one. So there's one that's the progress flag, and they were inspired more by Bollywood. Sidebar, I love Bollywood. Oh my gosh. You guys would fall over if you knew the number of Bollywood films that I have seen and how I know like all of their big superstars. I don't know. It's something so theatrical. And then I also know the PewDiePie fight with the one company that promotes all of it. It's like a big deal. Anyway, this one is just a white sofa. So I immediately have problems because everyone's like, oh, you can just bleach it. White's so easy to take care of. Y'all are a bunch of liars. Said as someone who had a white sofa, y'all are a bunch of liars. But there are a bunch of fake flowers on this damn thing. Like fake flowers all over the back of it. So the back of the sofa, you can't even sit back on the sofa. Because of the artificial flora and fauna that is on the back of it. They have fake flowers just glued to it. It's like a craft. I mean, it's the way that the colors are arranged is nice, but it looks like a craft project. Then they have the transgender flag, and it's blue, pink, white, pink, blue. And that's just a light blue sofa with Velcro clouds on it. Okay. And then there's the lesbian flag. They have their own, and it's red coral, white, fuchsia, and pink. And that just looks like a Golden Girls sofa, which actually is appropriate. And then they have, oh, wait, there's more. Oh, do you think we were done? The non-binary flag, which is literally nothing more than a black sofa with these very uncomfortable ropes on it that's purple, white, yellow, black, and whatever. Then there's the gender fluid flag.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Pink, white, purple, black, and also purple. And it just looks like a tie-dye explosion. So this is bad, bad. Who would have this in their house? I could make this sofa for you. Oh, man. These, and I cannot believe people actually, are they selling these or are they just showing them?
It looks like they're just showing them because they only have links to the stories behind them. They don't have any sort of, hey, here's how much it is and how you can buy it.
That actually might be better for everybody.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Except with this person in Surfside, Florida. So he's a man from Arizona, but as I understand, I think he lives in Florida now. But he saved a boy in that Surfside, Florida, in the rubble from the condo building. He said he saw Littlefingers pop out of the rubble. He's out walking his dog. He heard a boy's voice say, "Can somebody see me?" And when police arrived, he was worried about freeing the kid and moving stuff because he didn't know what was underneath, and he was afraid that it was just, it would collapse more. So he stood there with his dog by the boy and called over rescuers, and they were able to get him out, which is awesome. And a Lakeland man was tasered after a drunken tirade at a Publix because, you know, that's the best place to do it. He's totally cross-eyed in his mugshot, too. 39-year-old Larry Barrett, he was charged with disorderly intoxication after he started mouthing off at a Publix. Don't do that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.